deep geothermics, contributing to a climate-friendly power supply. In many parts of the world, deep geothermal energy can be used to generate heat and electricity. This is an environmentally and climate-friendly alternative to fossil fuels. On average, the temperature of the Earth's crust rises by something like 30 degrees Celsius for every 1,000 meters of depth, and in some regions it can be a whole lot more. Along with temperature, the permeability of the stone in the deep subterranean layers is a major factor. Geothermics can only work when enough hot water can flow through pores and cracks to be extracted by drilling. Only when sufficient quantities of hot water can be pumped out via a drill shaft is it actually economical. One big advantage of geothermal energy is that it's available around the clock and all through the year. And what's more, geothermal systems take up little space and generate hardly any emissions. The thermal water that is extracted can be used in different ways, depending on the temperature. Thermal baths can be fed with water at 20 degrees Celsius or more. Greenhouses can be heated in an environmentally friendly way with water at 40 degrees Celsius. Remote heating networks generally depend on temperatures above 60 degrees Celsius. To produce electricity, temperatures in excess of 200 degrees Celsius are ideal, but you can also generate power with water in a temperature range between 100 and 200 degrees. Geologically, Germany is restricted to this relatively low temperature zone. Geothermal energy production in Germany makes sense economically because of the state-of-the-art power infrastructure and the guaranteed feed-in tariffs. Over half the countries in Europe make use of energy from the Earth's depths, above all Iceland, Italy, Hungary and France. In Germany, deep geothermal activities are focused on the Upper Rhine Valley and the foothills of the Alps. At the same time, the oldest geothermal heating plants are to be found in northern Germany. In earlier times, geothermics was used in Germany principally for thermal baths. Now, many new systems have been built, and since 2012, most of the geothermal energy obtained has been supplying remote heating networks. The Leibniz Institute of Applied Geophysics in Hanover has been conducting geothermal research for over 50 years. It also maintains a free online geothermal information system called GeoTLS that shows a map of all the various geothermal plants in existence. You can also call up basic data like water temperature, extraction horizon and rate of flow. The information is updated annually, so anyone can find out how the use of geothermal energy in Germany has developed over recent years. In addition, GeoTLS offers a great deal of geological and geophysical data, like the temperature and permeability of deep aquifers. Such factors are crucial when looking for new sites. These data, too, are supplied by the Institute free of charge and are being added to all the time.